In high school soccer yesterday, boys sub-state semifinals in Class 1A sub-state number 7. It was Pella Christian scoring with a couple of minutes left to beat AHSTW 2-1. Dawson Martin had a late goal to tie it at 1 before Pella Christian got the game winner. Also, Des Moines Christian topping Atlantic by a final of 1-0. Also in sub-state 8 in Class 1A, it was Underwood over Riverside 5-1. Tri-Center wins in penalty kicks 3-2 over St. Albert. In Class 1A sub-state 1, Kemper Catholic beat West Sioux 2-1 and Unity Christian over MOC Floyd Valley in overtime by a score of 3-2. In Class 2A play in sub-state number 8, it was Denison over Glenwood 3-2. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Harlan 3-1. In sub-state 8 in 3A, Lewis Central fell 5-0 to West Des Moines Valley. Des Moines Lincoln beat Urbandale 2-1. Those winners moving on. In high school girls softball action last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Missouri Valley 2-1. Harlan beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 8-0. Abraham Lincoln over Denison 14-9. Western Iowa Conference saw Adair Casey beat Audubon 10-1. Griswold over Cam 8-7. From the Rolling Valley, it was River Valley over Bowyer Valley 2-1. And Glidden-Ralston beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 13-0. In boys baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah topping Red Oak 5-1. Denison beat Carroll 10-0. Indianola over Creston 11-0. Western Iowa Conference saw Audubon win over Adair Casey 12-0. Griswold beat Cam 5-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over IKM Manning 10-4. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 7-5. From the Pride of Iowa, it was I-35 beating Lennox in 8 innings 6-5. In the Bluegrass, it was Orient Maxburg beating Melcher Dallas 9-8. Major League Baseball yesterday, Jake Arrieta remained unbeaten on the season despite allowing as many as 4 runs for the first time in nearly a year, and the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-8 in a game heard here on KJAN. Arrieta joined the White Sox Chris Sale as the only 9-game winners in the majors. Arrieta allowed 4 runs in a regular season game for the first time since June 16th of last year. Arrieta became the first Cub to win his first 9 decisions since Kenny Holtzman in 1967, and it's the best start to a season for the franchise since Jim McCormick went 16-0 in 1886. Chris Bryant hit a 3-run homer, and Jason Hayward and Ben Zobrist each drove in 2 for the Cubs. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Washington 2-0, San Francisco over San Diego in 10 innings 4-3, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 5-4, Milwaukee downing Atlanta in 13 innings 3-2, Dodgers beat the Reds 3-1. The Cardinals acquired outfielder Jose Martinez from the Kansas City Royals for cash considerations yesterday. The 27-year-old Martinez was playing for AAA Omaha and has been assigned to AAA Memphis. He was hitting .298 with 3 homers and 18 RBIs. At Omaha, the Cards moved right-handed pitcher Mitch Harris to the 60-day disabled list to make room for Martinez on the 40-man roster. In the American League, Miguel Sano hit the go-ahead 2-run homer in the 5th inning after Minnesota lost an early lead, and the Twins staved off another series sweep as they beat the Kansas City Royals 7-5. Eduardo Nunez and Brian Dozier each homered, the first 2 batters to face Royals starter Dylan Gee, and just the 5th pair in Twins history to go deep in their first 2 plate appearances of a game. Also in the AL, it was Texas outscoring the LA Angels 15-9. Cleveland beat the White Sox 4-3. Toronto over the Yankees 8-4. Houston beat Baltimore 4-3. Seattle over Oakland 13-3. In interleague play, Philadelphia beat Detroit 8-5. Boston 10-3 over Colorado. Miami beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Iowa's Joel Booker tied a Big Ten tournament record with 5 hits as the Hawkeyes upset top-seeded Minnesota 8-2 yesterday. Booker reached base in all 6 of his at-bats and added a steal for the Hawkeyes, who also got 4 hits from Tyler Payton. Booker pushed Iowa's lead to 5-0 in the 2nd inning, scoring from first base off a single. C.J. Eldred made sure the Gophers didn't come back, allowing just 2 runs and striking out 5 over 7 innings. Connor Schaefbauer provided Minnesota's only runs with a 2-run homer in the 3rd inning. Gophers starter Matt Fiedler was knocked out of the game in the 3rd inning after giving up 5 earned runs. Also yesterday at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha in the Big Ten tournament, it was Michigan State beating Nebraska 5-1. Maryland beat Indiana 5-3. Ohio State 8-3 over Michigan. Today's action in the winner's bracket has Iowa playing Ohio State and Maryland facing Michigan State. In the loser's bracket, Indiana plays Nebraska, while Minnesota will face off against Michigan. It's a new adventure for the San Jose Sharks and their fans, and the same old story for the St. Louis Blues. The Sharks are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in team history after a 5-2 win over the Blues in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. Joel Ward scored twice, including the game winner early in the 3rd period. It was a 4-0 lead for San Jose once Jonas Donskoy beat Brian Elliott 8-11 into the 3rd period. Joe Pavelski put San Jose ahead 3:57 into the contest. Patrick Marleau contributed an empty netter and two assists for the Sharks, who didn't allow a goal until Vladimir Tarasenko tallied twice in the final 8:21. The conference finals have not been good to either one of those teams. The Sharks had been to the conference finals three previous times without advancing. The Blues still haven't reached the finals since 1970, when they were ousted by Bobby Orr's overtime goal in a four-game sweep by the Boston Bruins. St. Louis will spend yet another season as the lone existing team from the NHL's 1967 expansion without a Stanley Cup. The Cleveland Cavaliers have bounced back from a pair of losses in Toronto to post a lopsided win over the Raptors. The Cavs have the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals lead now 3-2 after a 38-point blowout over the visiting Raptors last night. LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving each had more than 20 points in Cleveland's 116-78 victory in last night's contest. The Cavs will try to wrap up their second straight finals berth Friday night in Toronto. Four more college basketball players have announced that they are staying in school and pulling their names out of the NBA draft. Indiana guard James Blackman Jr., Nebraska forward Andrew White III, and Clemson forward Jerron Blossomgame are coming back for their senior seasons, while Kentucky guard Isaiah Briscoe will return for his sophomore campaign. Kentucky forward Marcus Lee also withdrew from the draft, but Wildcats coach John Calipari says the junior will transfer to a school out west to be closer to his family. And drivers Benny Parsons and Mark Martin have been elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. They'll be inducted next January 20th, along with car owners Rick Hendrick, Richard Childress, and Raymond Parks. Parsons was the 1973 series champion, who finished among the top 10 in more than half of his 238 starts. Martin earned 40 of his 96 NASCAR victories at the Winston, Nextel, or Sprint Cup level. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.